If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
We're recording.
Recording, everybody. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Where together we'll uncover what we can learn about modern dating, love, and relationships from popular television. I'm Natasha.
I'm Justine.
And today we are joined by some very special guests here to help us recap The Woman Tell All. You've probably seen some of their coveted interviews with past contestants from Bachelor. You may even be following them on Instagram, laughing at their memes and hot takes. Please welcome to the show Stephanie Parker and Jackie Maroney, co-hosts of the She's All Batch podcast.
Hi, we're so excited to be here with you guys.
Yes. An honor. So excited to get into this.
Oh, thank you. Welcome, welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so we have some warm-up questions for you before we start our initial thoughts and recapping Woman Tell All. So, from each of you, what is your favorite, who is your favorite Bachelor or Bachelorette lead?
Ooh. Like of all time?
Go ahead. All time.
Probably, I say this all the time. My favorite Bachelor, I thought Chris Soules' season was iconic. I just feel like brought so many people from that season came out to be like well-known names, like Ashley I and Jade and Caitlin Bristowe, and just such a good season with a really good cast. And I think for Bachelorette, probably Hannah Brown. I think that was the most entertaining Bachelorette season in recent years. And I just thought she did a really good job. You can't go wrong with the Beast, Hannah Beast.
Yeah. I think at the end of her season.
Did you?
For sure. I started off, I was like, I can't with this Hannah girl. And by the end, I was like, I think she's one of my favorites ever. So.
Yeah, she's the best.
No, she definitely had a lot of like growth too. I feel like we like really got invested in her journey. So I feel like I'm also going to say for Bachelorette, Hannah Brown. And then for Bachelor, this may be a controversial take, but I really liked Ari's season. I don't necessarily like love Ari as like a person for The Bachelor. Like he was fine, but I just think the season overall, especially with like the switcheroo at the end, that was one that I was like really invested in. So, and it was nice because to like know the spoilers before and then know how it's going to go down and then kind of watch it all unfold. I liked that.
Are you guys spoiled? You guys read spoilers?
Our podcast is not a spoiler podcast, but on our Patreon, we had an exclusive interview with Reality Steve after this isn't a spoiler, but his original spoiler was wrong. Do you guys know that?
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. So his original spoiler.
Don't dabble in spoilers.
Okay. So we don't typically either, but, his original spoiler was wrong. And I was talking with him the day that like he was about to tell everyone that he was wrong. And I was like, after you tell everyone, can we please talk to you? And then we had an interview on our Patreon where he told us like the full story, like what the original one was versus what the new updated accurate one was. So we are spoiled, but typically we're not. And our podcast is unspoiled. Like we don't talk openly about spoilers.
Got it. Okay. We are unspoiled here as our listeners. Yeah,
won't say anything.
Keep it. Zip it, I guess, as what's her name would say. Kathy.
Kathy. Yeah.
But also Maria now, too. kind of.
Yeah, Maria, she's claimed it.
Yeah, yeah, she's quick with it too.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Okay, next question. What is your favorite dating show of all time?
The Bachelor?
Really?
I don't know. Wow. I mean, what are my options, I guess? Like,
do you not watch any other dating shows besides The Bachelor?
I don't. Oh, I mean, like Love is Blind, I like. Is that what we're talking about? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I probably would say The Bachelor. I feel like I've really. Yeah, that's, what's yours? What am I missing?
Definitely not The Bachelor. I feel like. I think, honestly, a dating show would be Love is Blind.
Okay.
Show focused on any type of couples is couples therapy on Showtime.
Okay.
I don't watch like Love Island or any of those other ones, but I feel like maybe I should, because I feel like people who watch Love Island like love Love Island.
Oh my god. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you love it?
It's such a commitment. It's such a commitment.
Right. No. Isn't it one of those things where it's on like every single day or something? So you really have to
day.
Like that's crazy to me.
Yeah. Once you're in it, I don't watch religiously. I'll dip in for certain seasons, but once you're in, you're like, you're really hooked. You're watching every day. You're cooking, you're brushing your teeth, and you're just like on it. It's somehow, addicting like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I would say probably mine was also Love is Blind, but some of the older seasons. I think something that I've been struggling with recently with reality TV is just that like after we've done the formula a handful of times, I think people come into it knowing the formula and like knowing how to kind of play the show. And so I think some of these like later seasons of Love is Blind, I've lost interest even because I'm just like, all right, like we've seen this already. Like I need something new. Like I feel like they need a new dating show every like two or three seasons to spice it up.
Yeah. Or at least change like the rules too. We were talking about that with Love is Blind, that people That'd know how fun. To like out Love is Blind, Love is Blind. How like especially this season with season six, that you know, people are all about just getting into couples but not necessarily wanting to be with the person that they're with, which is what we kind of saw. And I think it's a lot of people wanting to get the screen time versus wanting to actually marry the people. So I think we've been talking about maybe like them changing a rule or changing something up to keep them on their toes so they don't know how to like cheat the system, kind of.
Yeah. I think this season it was all about them exposing who cheated the rules. I think even the backlash of Chelsea with the Megan Fox thing, I think all that was like on purpose. Because they don't want anybody to say how they look.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But couldn't they have just like, you know, well, they could have edited it out, not showed
they
us.
They could have edited it out. Yeah.
Oh, but they left it in to like they left make it an in. Example. Okay. It was a pretty big example.
I know. They made an example of Chelsea for real.
Wow. What next question? What celebrity could be of any genre? Could be like TikTok celebrity, could be real celebrity. Real could be A-list celebrity, whatever it is. Are you low-key always checking in on?
Who am I checking in on these days?
Oh my god, I feel so on the spot. I mean,
I know, I'm
like maybe you don't follow them, but you're like interested in their
genre. You know
what
I'll say? Okay,
I
am always checking in on like Alex Cooper from Call Her Daddy, but I don't follow her because I just don't really like the way that all of that went down. I don't really like how that went down with the breakup of the podcast. I didn't even really like the podcast that much, but now that we're kind of in the space, I'm like, she's now like the biggest female hosted podcast. So I feel like I need to kind of keep tabs on like what's going on there and like what business decisions she's making and how she's trying to grow this brand. Yep. But I just don't like her really that much as a person. So I don't want to follow her.
So like business purposes, research.
Exactly. From afar. I mean, I don't know if I have. I mean, I feel like I do. We creep on our show. We call it creep when we kind of like check in on people. You guys creep. You were doing some creeping with us, so you know. I feel like I do the creeping on like Bachelor people. No one specific stands out, like Caitlin Bristow, like the key players in this world. But no one that I'm like always checking every single day. More so for like work purposes for the podcast kind of mm-hmm. thing. I mean, I would say Kardashians, but like, I don't remember the last time. Sometimes I just get in the mood. I'm like, I want to see what they're up to. And I'll kind of stalk all them, but not so much lately. So
okay. I'm curious what your guys' answers are though, because like, I feel like we sound like so lame. We're like, oh, do we even like do it? Check in on anyone? What are your guys?
Beyonce always, Zendaya always. Those are probably my top two. We're probably on a daily basis. I'll just like search on Google or Instagram. Just what's the new picture? Oh, what is she wearing today?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was about to say Zendaya doesn't have. She does have Instagram, but it's so boring.
She doesn't really post. But I just want to see what she's wearing. Like, where is she today?
All day.
And what is she wearing?
That's
mostly what it is.
Mine is Nara Smith. I don't know if you guys have heard about her. She is the. She is married to Lucky Blue Smith. She has 4 million on TikTok.
Love her.
I am obsessed with the concept of this person. She is married to a Mormon man. She's black, which is also fascinating in itself. And she makes every single thing from scratch. Everything. My kids want a grilled cheese. I started making sourdough bread.
Oh wow.
God.
Yeah, like she's wild. She's kind of in on the joke. She's in on the like trad wife joke. And people make fun of her all the time. People clown her all the time. And she doesn't give a fuck because she's making millions of dollars off of Substack, off of TikTok, off of all these revenue streams that she's got going with these recipes. And she's 24 and she has 4 kids. So I'm just interested in that. Yeah, very Mormon.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm just interested in that. Yeah.
Damn. That's cool. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah. She has an interesting life.
Oh my
God. 22. 22.
With 4 kids?
She's pregnant with her 4th right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Got your hands full there. I have one. Yeah. And I'm like, how the hell do you do that?
I know. She's an interesting lady. So check her out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk Woman Tell All. I feel like Maria will be Bachelorette. That's my biggest sentiment leaving.
So this excited.
Woman Tell All, right?
Are we excited? Are you guys excited? I don't know where y'all stand.
Okay. We are diehard.
We love Maria.
Okay.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
I'm just a little nervous though, because like I agree. I think she did really well, and I would love for her to be the Bachelorette, but I'm just like, do we trust ABC to make the right decision? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to pull something stupid and be like, and now it's someone random that we're not as invested in? You don't think? I don't know.
I just don't know if they're going to be stupid. I just feel like ABC sees dollar signs, and they know that the people behind Maria, it's going to be like a season we've never seen before. And I think when they see that, they're like, oh, well, we can make a shit ton of money. Why wouldn't we put her? I think the only thing that could possibly happen is that one of the final two ladies may get like a really heartbreaking ending. And if the one that doesn't end up with Joey, people are really, you know, wanting to see her as the lead as well, I think they may pull a Michelle Katie and do back-to-back Bachelorette seasons, because this is the first time in a while we've seen more than one girl have a lot of stands, as the kids call it. Yeah. And I could see them doing that. But I think either way, Maria is going to get her time. I don't think you see a person like her on the show and then she doesn't get her moment.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Is that who you guys want to?
Yes. Yes, very badly. Also, I would love a double season with Lexi. I'm still, is that her name? Lexi.
Lexi. Yeah.
I just think her timeline storyline would go so well with getting engaged within 6 weeks. I think it makes sense. Right.
That's true, actually.
Yeah.
That's really true. She's ready. I mean, she's more than
ready to go.
That's true. So. You don't have to doubt that she's ready to get engaged soon and married soon. So that makes sense. Yeah, I was kind of, we were talking before about it, and I was saying that her hot seat very much was a Bachelorette audition.
Yes, bid.
For sure.
Yeah.
It felt like, honestly, all the hot seats were, because they had Lexi, Jen, and Maria.
Yeah.
And obviously, like, Maria had drama to address, and like that was like a real hot seat. But the other two, I'm like, what is the hot seat here? Like, they basically just like talked a little bit more about Lexi and Jen's background, and then was just like really set them up with like the wording of like, yeah, you know, like, I'm ready to find love. Joey showed me what my standards should be. And like, what's next? Yeah, I feel like they were testing the waters with all of them.
For sure. It was the most obvious, like, Bachelorette audition.
I think it really was.
Yeah.
It was very obvious. Yeah, Justine, what other initial thoughts do you have about this episode?
Yeah, my only other, or my only initial thought really, is that there's something really pivotal happening with reality TV. You guys addressed it earlier, but I think on these things like reunions where people are put on the spot talking about how they're perceived, people are just really hyper aware about all who's watching and what will come from it, and also like what the truth is to the audience. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I think that's why Leah had to go off camera for a second and be like, I don't know what's going on. Like, I know I'm going to be a meme tomorrow. I know people are going to attack me tomorrow. And it's just a way heavier lift to sit on these couches for people than it used to be. Mm-hmm. And I think, I don't know exactly what to do. Like, as a podcaster, right? As a somebody who reviews this all the time, it's kind of confusing to know what to do about this, because you don't want to not believe people. There's still people up there who will sit up there and lie all day and whatever. But I think it's just that people are really, really hyper aware of all the opinions that are come hurling their way that night, the day that they say something. Mm-hmm. And I'm starting to feel a lot of empathy for the people sitting on those couches, a lot more than I used to.
Oh, all season we've been like this. And what was frustrating is when Leah went off camera and she says to Jess, like, you know, that's not what happened. And I just said out loud while watching it, like, well, then what happened? You're here to talk about it. Just tell us what happened. Unless they're editing it out or they're not giving her the chance to speak or what. Mm-hmm. I do feel like there's more to the story here. And I don't think we got the entire story during this Women Tell All.
Yeah. To your point, Justine, I just feel like you got to have tougher skin these days coming in as a contestant. I feel like the internet is going to play back to you what you said in a way that it wasn't doing that like 3-4 years ago. So Leah, she's picking at every little thing. Like, Maria was being very clear, like, be clear with your words. Did I say shut the fuck up? Did I call you a dumbass or whatever? Like, be clear with your words, because people will find the clip and play it back.
Well, why didn't they? They didn't show, like, when Lauren steps up and says, like, I was the one that said shut the fuck up. And everyone kind of, like, it was, like, a funny moment that she took ownership, and that was great. I would have loved if they said, like, yeah, and we have the clip right here, and, like, showed.
I would love that, too.
Right? Because I feel like it's still unclear, because then right after that, they still don't say, oh, Leah, do you remember Lauren saying it, not Maria?
Like,
this whole time, no one's ever asked Leah, like, is this what happened? She's just kind of like coming in after the fact. And that was kind of frustrating to me as a viewer. I just wanted more answers.
Yeah, I wish they would run the tape back. They never really do that on these streams in a way that I feel like they could, because it is so, the drama of The Bachelor is so she said, she said. That we need those moments. But if they're not going to play those moments, then as a contestant, you have to, I forget who said it, you got to stand on business and say, I said this, 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 or she didn't say this, 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 because now people are going to nitpick every little thing because they're going to clock the footage or whatever on their own. So,
yeah, I was going to say, I think that's one of the reasons why that I am actually optimistic that they might be actually serious about making Maria the Bachelorette, because I'm curious what you guys think also, as like Maria stans like we are, but I do think that she probably did say those things. I don't know if she necessarily was like intending them in a rude way. I think that's just maybe her personality is a little bit more direct and blunt, and that's not for everyone. But I do think she maybe said those things and people kind of took them a little bit more personally than she meant them. But they're purposely not showing us that, because they will make her the Bachelorette. Because we do know they will exclude things if it makes their leads or the final pick look bad. So that's also at least giving me some optimism that, like, oh, maybe they actually will pick Maria. And that's why we're not seeing these things.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. That is true.
One
last thought I had, which we'll obviously get into at the recap. I'm so mad they played played Joey so bad with this "we need to talk" note. I feel like the producers, and Kelsey set him up to, like, you could have written that letter any other way.
I was like, you use the classic breakup line, like that is the line you say to someone when you want to break up. So any other sentence ever would have been fine, but so "we need to talk" was not it.
I feel so sad for him.
Me too.
I know. I feel like they're trying to break this man right before he really has to make a decision.
Honestly.
Which is not, I feel like that's not a great move, because we love him. He's very beloved. So we don't want to see the man we beloved breaking all the way down by the end. Like, that's also not a good look either.
Yeah, so, I know.
I don't know. But anyways, before we dive into the recap, I do have a little bit of Bachelor Nation news. Just as a little bit of news. First, Tyler Cameron is back on TV.
Oh, yeah.
We'll chat about that in a sec. I also want to talk about this clunky, chunky shoes debate with the ladies this season. It is now on the Daily Mail.
No, wait, did you guys start it?
I don't, did we? Apparently.
I thought you did. Well, I feel like when you came on our show, you told us that, like, you were saying,
oh, we were talking about it?
Yeah.
Oh. Apparently, there's a lot of people on TikTok as well and Twitter talking about it.
Oh my god!
I don't know who started, but the internet's going off, and now it's hit like actual press. So, I want to talk with you ladies about that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then, very last thing, Juan Pablo is also back on TV.
No,
wait,
no.
Where?
I'll tell you about it. If you want to listen to this episode ad-free with our juicy pre-show, hot takes, Bachelor Nation news, join the Rose Garden over at Patreon. Head to patreon.com/number2blackgirls1rose. You can also watch us on video on Patreon. You can check us out on Two Black Girls Watch, our weekly reaction episode. We are currently rewatching Broad City. It's a fun, good time. And you can try the Patreon membership with a 7-day free trial. Anyways, let's dive into the recap.
Yes.
So the host comes out. One of the first things he says is, yes, Maria is here, everybody.
Oh, my God. Like, and the applause is roaring.
Just leaning into this. We're all here for Maria. We see some of the golden ladies are there. We learned that Susie and Kathy have a new podcast coming for Bachelor Nation.
The I know,
Bachelor
Golden Hour. Golden Hour.
Yeah, Golden Hour.
We were talking about this before. Would you tune into that? I don't know if I would.
I don't know yet. I don't know. Because I love Susan.
Obviously. We do too.
They're going to have to do something different. They have to do something different than Bachelor Happy Hour. Like, if they just get, they can't get all the same interviews.
That's the thing. I think they will, because they had Bachelor Happy Hour, they had Clickbait or whatever the fuck that was called, Chit Chat, whatever the fuck. And then they had that other one. Men Tell All, whatever it was, with Mike Johnson and Brian.
Yeah, what was it? Talking It Out.
So they had three of the same.
That would have been a better title. Men Tell All.
They've like done this where they've like done repeated things to try to really corner the market. Mm-hmm. And I think Susan and Kathy will be great on an audio storytelling platform. I'm very excited for that. I just am interested in the storytelling that they'll be doing. Because if it's the same thing as Bachelor Happy Hour, then that's just boring.
Yeah, I wonder if they'll allow them to give some Golden Bachelor tea to reel people in. Like, maybe tell us some behind the scenes from Gary's season to kind of get people to come and be interested, and then get them to subscribe, and then maybe go into the traditional cheesy interviews.
I'm sure. Yeah, they got to do something. So that we learn, we see Joey and the host crashing little watch parties around the country. And then all the ladies are there. We have the sisters, Edwina, Kelsey T, she got a new wig. We have Leah.
Yeah, it looks nice. Yeah.
And Sydney and the Babysitter's Club, Jessica, Medina.
She also
Lexi,
looks good.
Jen.
Jessica.
Oh, she did. Yeah.
That brown looked good.
Yeah, it does.
Medina, Lexi, Jen, and Maria, of course, who gets a huge applause. Big cheers.
Yeah.
I was surprised by Maria's dress.
See?
I was too. I was like, they could have put our future bachelorette in something a little nicer. It was so casual.
It was like casual.
It was too casual.
It was khaki. It was like a khaki halter mini dress. It was like, what? For a future bachelorette bit,
and like, I feel like if she was in, so I feel like if she was in something different, we'd be able to say, like, for sure she's bachelorette, you know, like if she was in something like really decked out, we'd be like, that is a stylist that put that, you know what I mean, like, and Maria has great style, but I feel like I had the same thought, like, I kind of expected you to be looking a little fancified, something a little bit more.
Right.
Yeah.
Sparkle, something. The khaki threw me off.
Yeah. Well, like, remember when they did the Women Tell All and they were really trying to position Hannah Brown as a potential bachelorette? I'm pretty sure she got styled for that. And like, we all could really take notice. Mm. I was like, oh, wow. Oh. Like, she looks good. Like, someone put her in a thing and like, she had her hair straight and she was so polished and like media trained almost. And so, yeah, not really getting that from Maria, which worries me. I'm like, they're not going to make the right decision. And maybe they're going to pick someone stupid. I don't know.
I feel the same. And I think the last time we saw somebody look really stylized to perfection to the role they were in was Victoria F. She came to that Bachelor in Paradise reunion looking like a witch. And I really appreciated that at her. She had her hair back. I think she had gloves on. She had a black dress. Like, she
Like Victoria F with gloves? When was this?
This was the reunion for Paradise.
With her and Johnny.
This is one of our favorite moments.
She
broke up with Johnny
on
the
stage. Yeah.
Yep. Oh gosh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That was a wild time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just miss it. I miss those days when we were just styling for what we want. I don't feel like any of these girls. Yeah. Lexi had on like a Skims dupe from Amazon. I just feel like we could
dress
have done
for
a
the
more.
Job you want, ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah, truly.
Yeah.
I agree. Anyways, Joey obviously is the hottest bachelor they've ever had. So they replay the fierce competition we've seen this season. Evelyn jumping the table, Leah tossing the envelope in the fire. Where did you guys stand on that? Mm. I feel like we were on your pod around that time.
Yeah, you were. I think I didn't know it was an option to not take it. I remember thinking that at the time, like the fact that she thought she could throw it in the fire and she didn't need to act on it. I was like, oh, I wonder if someone told her that, because I would think if I was given it, I'd be like, oh, okay, well, I guess I have to do this. Like the fact that she thought she could get out of it was interesting, because I feel like there's a lot of stuff on this show that you don't have a choice about. So why does this... Why is this up for debate?
Why was there a choice? Yeah.
So I don't know where I stand. What about you, Jackie?
Yeah. I don't know. I understood why she did it, though, because I just, like, there's no winning in that situation, right? Like, all it's going to do is, like, make other girls mad at you and make you not have friends in the house. And I don't even think stealing a date with Joey really even benefits your relationship with Joey, because it's like, if he wanted to take you on that date, he would have picked you. He picked someone else. And now you're saying you're like forcing yourself upon the situation. And I don't think Joey would like that. I feel like Joey would be annoyed. Be like, wait, I wanted to go on this date with Lexi or whoever. And now you're in front of me. I don't even think that would help you really in your relationship with Joey. So there didn't really seem like any upside for her. So I understand why she was not interested in like keeping that.
Yeah. I think definitely the impact on your relationship with Joey, I could care less about the other girls, but I think with Joey, personally, I would still hang on to it. If there was an angle, I would use it. If there was a way for me to use it and not,
for sure.
just in case. Exactly.
I think to just like completely commit and just throw it in the fire, that just was made me raise an eyebrow. That was odd.
Yeah, very odd. But anyways, they replay that. We see Babysitter's Club, Jess getting the first kiss, going back and telling everybody. Forgot about that. We see Medina, the whole age foolishness, her saying she felt bullied, all of that, all the drama with Sydney getting involved, the two-on-one, Leah confronting Medina over some bullshit, Jess getting in with Marie, like just all that drama that all kind of stemmed from just the one thing with Marie, with Medina, but it all kind of stemmed from that one. So they confront Leah about the envelope, and most women, I think Jesse asked the women like how many of you would have kept it, and most of them raised their hands saying that they would have taken the envelope, they would have held on to it.
I did clock that Maria didn't, though, and to me that felt like a bachelorette, because you don't want the bachelorette to be the one that would steal the date from someone
be like,
else. And like whether or not you're like, fuck them, I don't give a shit. But like, I mean, that may be her honest answer too. I'm not saying that it's not, but I, when I like paused it and I looked, I'm like, who said yes and who said no? And like looking through it, and I thought it was interesting that she didn't raise her hand. Just seems like bachelorette.
Yeah. And I think she's trying to be more reserved now, stay on her P's and Q's and not, you know, be seen as anything else but like just pure and nice. But yeah, Leah, she explains that she did it to protect the women. She didn't want anyone worrying about the anxiety of if their date was going to get taken away. And Maria inserted herself and said, I think the issue was acting like you did it for us as women, mm-hmm. like this high mm-hmm. horse thing. And a lot of women agreed with her, and a lot of women called out later her behavior the rest of the season and then just thought her tears that night was a performance. Mm-hmm. So that they came out swinging real early.
I think isn't the girls term, wasn't that thrown out during this time? Once yes. again, we've heard it.
Yes. And I think it goes back to the point that you were saying before, Justine, of like, I think Leah was more like worried and upset about how she was going to be perceived than like actually wanting to do what yeah. maybe was the right thing. And that's Maria's point. And it seemed like people right. agreed with her.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. So we then get into the Medina and Leah conversation. So this is after, I think, Sydney left. Maria won the 2-on-1. Sydney left, and Leah mm-hmm. confronted Medea about being nice to Maria or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what the hell she's trying to do with this. So Medea flat out tells her what we all thought was that conversation was a waste of time. Mm-hmm. And it was ridiculous that Leah would also call herself a girl's girl and then basically right. try to get Medina in cahoots with her to be anti-Maria. What did y'all think of the whole Leah talking to Medina? Like, what did you think of Leah, I guess, in general, too? Mm-hmm.
In general? Yeah. I just think she was, you know, inserting herself in things that were not necessary to be involved in. And, yeah, so then I think it goes back to, you know, it is ironic to call yourself a girl's girl and then be trying to stir up drama whenever you kind of get the chance. Although I will give her some grace because – you don't know what people were like telling her to go do. I'm sure she was being hyped up by production mm-hmm. to be like, no, oh, mm-hmm. like, this is weird. Like, you should go say something about this. You should go say something about this. So, like, I don't know if like in normal life she would have had the same sort of like passion for inserting herself in things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think she got caught up, to be honest. I think she yeah. is a nice girl probably outside the show. And mm-hmm. we saw someone that, yeah, was manipulated by production and got mm-hmm. caught up.
Yeah, I think she was just very immature and production just like sunk their teeth in her. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what, clearly it just felt like there was a lot of backdoor conversations in her ear. You can just yeah, feel that. Like sure. this is not just her. There's somebody else telling her, go do that, go do that. She's yeah. just doing it. Mm-hmm. So, and then, yeah, so the women kind of mostly like side with Medina and Maria in this situation.
Yeah.
Medina demands an apology out of Leah, which got a lot of cheers, and Leah had to, you know, tail beneath her legs, apologize mm-hmm. to Medina. Mm-hmm. And then Maria, I thought was nice. She stood up for Medina. She said when she came back from the 2-on-1, she came back to a silent room, very awkward. No one seemed happy to be there. And Medina was the only person who looked at her and said, you look beautiful tonight.
Yeah.
And that's what Leah found issue with. Was that comment?
It seems like. Is that what was that it though? Was it like that was the nice comment she made and then she was mad at her about that?
It seems like it happened mm-hmm. after that. Mm-hmm. Like it was after that moment that Leah was like, oh my God, Medina's being so nice to her.
Mm-hmm. It's
like,
she's so she fake. Told
her. Did she talk to her and no one else was talking? That's,
yeah.
Yeah, not great.
Yeah, not girl's girl
then
behavior.
Then we get into. Exactly. Mm-mm. Not girl's girl behavior. And that's the thing. You put out the terms, you need to stand by the term. Like, you can't.
These terms are making me so confused. And I went to all girls school from 5th grade to 12th. I don't even know what they're talking about.
Like, you're like, technically, am I a girl's girl? Because I went to right. girls school.
Is this like code for feminist light? I don't understand what this term means. I don't know what anyone means when they say girl's girl. I'm yeah. so confused.
I know. We just saw this on Love is Blind a lot as well.
Yeah. Girl. A lot.
Yeah, I guess it just means feminist light. I always kind of took it as like, you know, I think there are certain girls who prioritize like their relationships with men or how they're perceived by men. And then like right. a girl's girl right. will prioritize like the girls in their life and their girlfriends and being more mm-hmm. and not being so like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of girls can sometimes be like saying that they don't like things that are traditionally feminine because they want to be like cool and like one of the guys. And I think a girl's mm-hmm. girl is like the opposite of that. But I don't know. Yeah. Like, the way they're throwing it around in this episode, yeah. though, who knows if it means any of those
who
things.
Who knows? I agree with you, Jackie, 100%. Yeah. I don't know if they're using it in that same way.
Right.
I think she just means like she strives to be a good person. And I think when she threw the card in the fire, that was her doing something that she wanted to do to be a good person. And then when she got caught up in the other shit, she, you know, wasn't behaving the way she wanted to. And I feel the whole like girl's girl thing is where it gets kind of complicated because you're like, well, wait, what is this? What are we trying to do here? What does this really mean?
So then we get the whole shut the fuck up controversy.
Yeah.
Sydney claimed that Maria told Leah to shut the fuck up. That was confirmed to be a lie because one of the sisters said I did it. I don't know if it was Lauren or Allison.
Yeah, Lauren.
Lauren.
Yeah.
Lauren.
Yeah.
She was like, that wasn't Maria. That was me. I told Leah to shut the fuck up. Like, fully owned it.
Yeah.
Like, I loved that.
Deaded that right away.
I wish we just saw more of Lauren in general. I was so disappointed when she like removed herself from the show because I feel like she was a fun, like charismatic person.
Yeah.
I think the whole competition got to her, the process.
And they're very delicate on the show too. Even for them to like really have a segment all around somebody saying shut the fuck up. Like, do y'all know what they're doing on Zeus? Are you for real?
Right.
Like,
is this for real drama here?
Is this like, come on. And I think Lauren's probably used to something a little bit more serious and knew she was going to look terrible. And so she had to leave.
Well, that's what I didn't understand. I'm like, is it really that big of a deal to tell someone to shut the fuck up if they're like being annoying?
No, it's not.
I don't think it's even that personal. Like, I think that's maybe like Maria was just like in a bad mood and someone was annoying her. It's like, oh, shut the fuck up. Like, it's not really that malicious. I don't really understand.
I don't think so either. Particularly in this kind of like pressure cooker of a situation. Like, we're all fighting for this man. We all want him to be our husband. We all are supposed to be competing with each other and hating each other. Like, I don't want to deal with your mess. Shut the fuck up. Like, it's just part of the process. I don't know. Like, I'm having a bad day. You get it? Come on.
Yeah.
Then we get this moment, very random. Leah was saying to Maria, she doesn't want to be gaslit or something about gaslighting. Like, between gaslit and bully, those are two terms that need to just be retired. I feel like everyone is using them. And girls, girl. Throw that in there as well. All need to be retired. They're just completely overused, misused. As she said, everybody almost like laughed because we're like, this is, you're clearly just throwing out a buzzword that makes no sense to even apply to the situation. Like, so that was when Leah kind of ran off stage and was like crying to Jess.
She went off crying, she said like, that's not how it happened. Like, you know, that's not how it happened. And I just got frustrated. Like, if you clearly have other information, Leah, like, just share. This is the whole point of this, is to tell all. So tell us. If that's not what happened, tell us what happened.
And what did happen.
Yeah.
Because until you tell us, then I'm going to just believe this is what happened. And I don't really believe Leah at all. I believe Maria.
Right.
And particularly because Edwina believes Maria. And Medina, to me, is like the truth seer. She does not involve in any drama. And she said, you guys hated her from the beginning. So Leah, if you have something else to tell, do share. Until then, be quiet, because you don't, then clearly this is what actually happened. Now she comes back on stage and Maria hugs her, which was, you know, very nice of her. Doesn't want her to be crying.
That's girl's girl behavior right there.
Right. No, that is.
Exactly. So then the host asks Medina, you know, this all started with your comment about your age and your insecurity. Like, what was your intention with bringing up that age comment? And Medina just said it's one of her insecurities. It was something I said about myself, and it became disappointing when it was making it around the house. And she says that she used the word bully. Maybe that wasn't the right word, but she felt backed into a corner because she had Sydney in one ear telling her, like, don't tell anybody, like, who said it. And then Maria in the other ear demanding to know who said my name.
Right.
And so she used the word bully, but she agrees that maybe that wasn't the right term. Sydney then, it's the first time we hear her speak, she stood up to say she did feel bullied by Maria. So even though Medina didn't feel it, she's going to say that she did.
Right.
And that's when the truth seer, as I said, Edwina went off.
Edwina.
And was like, I sit back. I don't say anything. I observe everything in this house. And Sydney, you never liked Maria from the start.
Right.
That's that. And I think that's what it is. I mean, I don't know what you guys think, but I feel like Sydney was threatened by Maria. Maria, she's a bit louder. She's opinionated. And she thought she could very easily manipulate it to look like that girl's the bully. Because she's a bit louder. And that's really it.
I agree. And Joey clearly really liked her, and she's really hot. And I can see how that just like triggers people's insecurities, or they feel a little like, ooh, I don't know about this girl, but it has nothing to do with Maria. Like, she can't help it that Joey likes her, and she's hot and confident and, you know, a big personality.
So Sydney's like, well, Maria, you know, we just communicate very differently. And Maria said, yeah, I speak the truth and you speak lies.
Mic drop.
Mic drop for real. Yeah. And I just feel like Maria, because she's very much like about the word choice. Like, she's like, you want to get into semantics? Let's get into semantics. What did you say? This is what I said. I did not say that. Actually, I said that, but I didn't say that part. Like, she's very, it's hard to come for her. Like, she's going to roast you. If you don't have your exact word.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
And you don't have a witness to back you up, like, she's going to tear it down.
Yeah.
And it's because she's coming from a place of truth. And that, I feel like, is what everyone in the audience can actually also feel. And so you can't help but be like on her side. You know?
Yeah. It's hard not to, especially in situations like this where they won't play us back the clip.
Yeah.
So she's like, well, tell me, what'd you say? Because I remember what I said.
Now, they bring up Jess had an issue with Maria. Her issue was Maria always interrupted her and told her to shut up at one point. At that point, Maria then interrupted her to tell her that is a lie.
So many times.
And continued to interrupt her throughout that whole little point.
That whole thing.
Girl, come on.
Oh my God.
But yeah, she was interrupting her to be like, be clear with your words. You said I told you to shut up. I never said that. What did I say? Like, be clear. And just basically she said she just felt shut down by Maria and the animosity built up. And that's when she went off on her that night. Yeah, I feel like Maria, she wasn't going to win. As she said, she's like, I couldn't win with Jess. I couldn't win with Sydney. I wasn't going to win with Leah. Like, no matter what I did, I was not going to win with them. And it was very interesting to see a lot of people come to her defense. Like, it really was like the house versus the three of them.
Yes.
It was very clear that there's a right and a wrong side of history in this house.
Right. And like Lexi said, too, she's like, is she like, was she a bully or did she just have a differing opinion from your friend group? Because it's the three of you that have the issue. And
And that's it. So speaking of Lexi, we have Lexi in the hot seat. They replay their love story, her love story with Joey, and telling him that she has endometriosis and then her deciding to leave because of her just their timelines. She, you know, didn't think their lifestyle or life would align. What did you guys think of Lexi dipping out, leaving a bit prematurely?
I was really surprised by it. I really thought she was going to be like a big front runner for most of the season. And I think too, I guess I can't like I empathize with like her health situation, and I don't know really what that means as far as timeline. And if she says that like this is the timeline she wants, then like who am I to, you know, judge that or whatever? But I think this show is such an expedited timeline that like I don't think it's outrageous for Joey to then want to, after the fact, be engaged like in the real world for a year or two and actually really see if like this is the right person for him. So in that sense, mm-hmm. I was just kind of like, Lexi, maybe you're on the wrong show. Like maybe you shouldn't be the Bachelorette mm-hmm. then, because like I do think to really, you need time to get to know someone, and you can't just like, you know, meet them on a show for, they probably in total spend like 72 hours together in total if you win the show, and then you're like, all right, and quick engagement, quick marriage, quick babies, and it's like whoa. I just think that's like crazy to expect someone else to be on the same timeline as you, and I hope she finds someone who is, but you know, it's just not.
I do think it proves that she was there for the right reasons, not to use the Bachelor cliche, but like clearly, you know, if she didn't think that there was a shot for Joey to really be her person because their timelines didn't line up, and her removing herself proves that she's like authentic and she's genuine, because she could have tried to ride it out longer. I'm confident she would have went to top four. Mm-hmm. Like I thought she was top four from night one. So I feel like if she kind of put that aside and was like, well, whatever, let's just see how many like followers I can get from this. She could have done that and she didn't. So I think that says a lot about her. And I think it proves that she had genuine intentions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think her issue with the timeline wasn't even so much about them being engaged for like a year or two. It was him. Because then he also said he's like, I want to be married for like 2 to 3 years or like another 1 to 3 years before having kids. Mm-hmm. I think that's where she was like, okay, like this is getting a little.
I'm about to be 38.
I'm like 45 when we have kids. Like,
yeah.
So I think that was a little bit of a shock to her system. Because I remember when she left, she went and told Maria. Maria was like, that's the timeline. Like, they were all like, we didn't know that's what he was thinking.
I wonder, like, how strict he is with this timeline of his, though. Because when Lexi was leaving, he kind of, like, was like, well, it doesn't have to be that strict. Like, he kind of, like, tried to backtrack a little bit. So I feel like, I don't know, when you have the right person, you kind of figure it out. But,
So yeah, she was in the hot seat a little bit, just talking just great things about Joey, how empathetic he was, how much he listened to her, just the outpouring of like positive responses from, you know, people throughout Bachelor Nation about her story. And yeah, I really liked Lexi. I think,
so too. Yeah.
I think I agree with you, Jackie. I don't know if this type of show is,
yeah,
I think she would have to be the lead. I think that's it. Like if she was the lead, cause then she's making the choice. Yeah, but if she's one of the contestants, I don't think that was ever going to work, because it's such a crapshoot if Joey's going to have the same timeline as you. And she found out very quickly that he didn't. So, next, we had Jen in the hot seat. We replay their love story. I honestly forgot what her story was. Like, when I saw her in the hot seat, I was like, Jen, what happened again? Like,
Well, because they had. She got eliminated the same time as Kelsey T, but Kelsey T didn't get a hot seat, and Kelsey T was in the back, and Jen was right in the front. That just stood out to me because I was like, well, wait, like I kind of considered them on level playing fields with Joey in terms of connection. Yep. I thought it was weird that one got so much more screen time than the other.
Yeah, and they both, I just thought about this now, they both similarly had a like story with their dads as well. So yeah,
it's true.
But yeah, so they have Jen, they recap their surfing date, the story with her dad, then her going home. We just got a little catch up with her and her family, I guess. Like she talks a lot about her mom's great, you know, how great her mom is. Her brother and her talks for the very first time about their dad and the relationship with their dad.
Yeah.
She's had family reach out to her, a lot of support in the DMs, and it was like a cute little moment. And
it was nice to get a little update with Jen. But yeah, like Jackie was saying, it's not really a hot seat. Like usually the hot seat let's get down to like the drama.
Let's get to it.
No drama.
I think they were maybe testing her out for Bachelorette. Like she is stunning and she does have like a good backstory. Yeah. And so I think they were just maybe trying to see like how the audience would react to her with more attention on her.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's too bad, though, because it would have been really impactful if her and Kelsey T were sitting there talking about the aftermath of their families after the episode aired. Together. That would have been way better. Damn. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that moment would have been more of a splash. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then we have Miss Maria in the hot seat, and we replay all her moments, her limo entrance, that wild ass dress she had on.
Oh boy.
Pretty woman day. Their banter and their chemistry, her and Joey, the moment where she had the little outfit change, the moment she told him she's falling for him, the moment with her dad crying, then ultimately her going home. She had a very, I mean, she made a splash. Even her replay, hers compared to Jen's was like, it's two different shows. Like,
yeah.
She was making moves as she was there in the house.
Mm-hmm. It was all about Maria. Mm-hmm. All the other packages were like, look at you and Joey. And then hers was like, Maria, 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 Maria.
I think it's rare to see someone who can have like so much like involvement in so many different roles. Like, cause not only was she like a huge front runner and made it all the way to hometowns and had a strong connection with Joey. Like I genuinely believe she really liked him and have like all the drama surrounding her as like a villain type character. And also then come out on the other side of that. And like, we learned more about her family and personality. Like, I feel like she's just like checked every single box of like the type of archetype that you can be on the show. And somehow she's all of them. It's like so crazy.
Yeah. It's very interesting, huh? My theory is that I've been saying this. I feel like she's been coached by Chad at Game of Roses.
Interesting. Yeah.
Which I'm not mad at. I would be thrilled if he's coaching her because I think that would be fantastic. But just as you said, Jackie, she's played so many roles. She's played. Yeah. She's been an archetype in so many different types and formations of archetypes, and she's made a lot of moves. Like a lot of her
interesting.
Yeah, way she's navigated the show has felt like moves in ways.
I weirdly feel like she's just that great, though. Like, I just feel like she is just such a dynamic person that we've never seen on this show before that I feel like she's real. And I feel like if she's coached, then she's a level of not real. So, I don't know. I kind of feel like this is her, you know? Like, she's not playing a part.
Yeah, I think her personality is definitely her personality. I think the tears that we see are real tears. Like, I think she was definitely in this. But I've always said I think you'd be an idiot to go on the show and not have some ulterior motive because your chances of winning are so low that I feel like she, as much as I want to believe she's here for the goodness of Joey and all that blah, blah, I think there could be also a little underbelly. And when I watch some of her moves, I'm like,
what's going on here?
Still love her.
If she was coached, I feel like that's such a good like resume for Chad. Cause like, I really think she's like one of the best players they've ever had.
Contestants.
And he already has Taylor Hale under his belt. She won Big Brother. So.
Oh, right.
So, Maria, she, just said her connection with Joey is very easy. They kind of talk a little bit about the Sydney drama. And she's like, I try to understand, like, why she thinks so negatively about me. I don't know. Sydney then finally pipes up and says, you know, I pride myself on being honest. You did call me dumb and weird and embarrassing in those words. And I will admit I was annoying. And so she owned that. But then said, she's like, I don't blame you for anything. I don't want this to be a whole thing. I wish I was more resolution oriented, is as she put it. Which that was nice. I agree. I think.
Yeah. No, I thought it was cool for her to like own that.
I think she had to at that point. The way that Leah was like crumbling backstage and the way they came for Leah, she's like, y'all not going to come for me. I'm going to apologize. Maria for Bachelorette. In case y'all didn't know where I stood.
Like, totally. Yep.
You couldn't take the heat. Maria then, you know, she said she was only heated because her character was under attack. And, you know, they're saying things about her that she claimed she didn't say. And then said, you know, Sydney and Leah, the hate that you both have been getting on social media is horrible. I don't condone it. And kind of took a moment to, like, really just kind of talk to Bachelor Nation about, like, being mean. And she got up, she hugs both of them and, you know, There's a nice little kumbaya moment with the three ladies.
Like an unexpected kumbaya moment, though. Like, I did not see that coming, and I was so pleasantly surprised with it. I thought, like, Maria initiating it and, like, them, the three of them just kind of, like, huddling together and laughing. I was like, oh, this is, like, usually you don't leave the women tell all with this much, like, resolution. Yeah. There's still, like, some animosity towards the end. Like, thinking just back to previous seasons, like, I don't know, like, the Shanae, when everyone hated on her, there was no resolution there. Or going way back to, like, Courtney on Ben Flanick's season, like, they, she left the show and they all still were hating on her. So I feel like it was nice for the drama to kind of, like, come to a head and just everyone bury the hatchet. It's cool.
And I think it's for Leah and Sydney and I guess Jess, like, it's also kind of, I think they're acting in their best interest of, like, the amount of hate they get online and the amount of attacks. Like, they know it's in their best interest to, like, resolve it so that they can one day again open up their DMs and not see
live
just
in
like
peace.
People death threats and shit. So you gotta do what you gotta
crazy.
It is it's wild.
It, like, makes me sick to think of, like, all of the messages that all of these girls are getting. It's just like, what is wrong with people? I really don't understand what type of person compels themselves to say some nasty shit to a stranger that they saw on a TV show. Like, get a life.
And you say that, we say that, and we both have podcasts dedicated to reviewing this show.
Correct.
Y'all are weird for, like, slipping in someone's DMs and trying to threaten them or honestly say anything like happy birthday. Like,
I know, like, you don't,
like,
know them.
You're weird. You don't know them.
Nope. We have merch coming out, like, this week or very soon that says on the front it says touch grass and on the back it says it's not that serious, because that's what we say all the time on the show. Like, you need to go outside, you need to go breathe fresh air. It's not that deep. Like, these are people on an edited TV show, and even if it wasn't, and even highly if edited. Like, the things that Sydney was doing or anyone was the worst things you've ever seen on TV, it still doesn't give you the right to go tell these people to go do horrible things to themselves and just vile, disgusting things. It makes me sick that it's, like, normalized and almost, like, encouraged by other people online. Like, if you're in the comment section, the people that are like, oh, just getting my popcorn ready, love going through all, like, what the, you're even worse than the people doing it. What the fuck's wrong with you? We've been drilling this home so hard on our show. Like, it's so disgusting. And I, do you guys think it's worse than it's ever been? Because I do.
It's worse than it's ever been. Yes, definitely. That's my only issue with, and I know, Natasha, you said it earlier, we had a therapist on our after show talking about it, that people just need to have a thicker skin when they go on TV. I think other people need to chill the fuck out.
I agree.
Yes.
I think that's the real resolution here, because people aren't going to stop giving... The problem is people aren't going to stop giving people death threats when they watch them on a television show. I don't think the problem is that other people are, like, sensitive.
Yeah, because you're not saying, like, I mean, first of all, any, like you're saying, Justine, like, any message besides happy birthday is fucking weird. But, like, it's not like they're just saying, oh, I didn't like that dress, or, you know, something, like, kind of, like, stupid.
Yeah.
Like, you're telling them, like, they deserve to... I didn't want to say it because like, really vile, disgusting things. What makes you think that that's a normal thing to do? And what I say too, like, what scares me is, like, I do think these people send those messages, then put their phone down and then, like, go to Target. And then they're just, like, walking about society. Like, this is a normal thing to do in your day. Sick.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah. I mean, it's, I hate to say you have to have thicker skin, but I just don't see it changing with the way of social media and how empowered everybody feels to just say, you know, grab their phone and say anything, whether it's face to camera or in the comments. Like, that's not going to wear anytime soon. So the hate, the online hate's only going to get worse. And so you have to have, so I'm thinking of, like, Love is Blind with Chelsea. Chelsea's like, I'm so proud of myself how I've been handling these Megan Fox comments, because
I know, but
I mean, she had to have some thick ass skin because she put that out there. People are going to critique it. Like, they're never going to let her live that down. You know what I mean? So it's unfortunate to say, but it's crazy how people are online. It really is.
I was pleased with how this Women Tell All addressed it, though, and actually shed, like, more light on the fact that the hate has been overwhelming. I know we're going to get into Rachel in a bit, but like, yeah.
They need it's good that they use the platform like Rachel to at least
for
say
once.
Something.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So anyways, we kind of shift away from the reunion or the Women Tell All, and we go back to Tulum with Joey. Back at the moment when he gets the "we need to talk" note from Kelsey. Well, he doesn't know it's from Kelsey, but so he sees the note. He's scared shitless. He is in his confessional, like, "I didn't say anything to her," and is looking at producers like, "What the fuck did y'all say to her? Because what the hell is this?" Kelsey, meanwhile, is just saying, like, "There's something I need to talk about with Joey. I don't want to blindside him. I just want to be honest." I'm like, "What the hell?" She just saw him yesterday. What the hell?
What happened? Like,
what? So she turns up at his room. He looks petrified. And I just so fell for him. The producers, Kelsey, they just gave him such a setup. Like, they could have written this note in any other way, but they chose to be emotionally manipulative with it. And love Kelsey, but even she could have, like, known better than to write a note like this. Like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, anyways, or even to think that, like, what she said was worth, like, this big conversation. Because I'm like, what even was the issue? She missed him? What, like, okay. You don't need to talk about that.
It's assumed, Kelsey. He gets it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was her big reveal, that in between the days are getting hard, right, and she misses him more and more. And the only other thing she added was, "I do want to meet your family. I don't know if I ever said that out loud."
Thanks, Kelsey.
Thanks,
right,
girl.
Like, that was implied. Cool. You're going to be in, like, the final rounds of this.
Right.
Oh, my
so he lets out the biggest sigh because he is so stressed. He was convinced that she was sending herself home. Like, he was there in his mental state. And she's kind of like, "Oh, my God, no, that's not it." And I just, like, laugh it off. But it's, like, now in her confessional, like, regretting, like, "Did I fuck up? Like, why did I write that note?" Like,
when you think about the fact that scene of, like, his confessional being like, this is my worst nightmare, the last thing I ever wanted. And that was put in the trailer all fucking season. And it's because a girl wanted to say, "I miss you." Like, get a life. What the hell?
I know. Those editors work hard. They really work hard over there.
They really do.
So, time for the rose ceremony. We have Rachel looking gorgeous. Love this purple dress.
Yes.
Hate these Target sandals she had on, though.
I didn't see them. What color were they?
Brown, girl. They were new.
Oh,
like,
come on.
I know. They love a white shoe, too.
Yeah, thank God it wasn't white. That's what I was.
You guys are so funny. You pick up on all, like, the fashion details. I don't like pay attention to that normally, but I do remember the purple dress. The purple looks so pretty on her.
Yeah,
very pretty.
Yeah.
Kelsey A also looked very gorgeous.
Loved
again,
it.
Wearing her classic chunky
1995
Steve Madden slides.
Because she's 5'8" and he's 5'10".
Oh my gosh. So put on some cute little bedazzled flats.
I would love
Why are you wearing this?
Yeah. I would love a sparkle. Yeah.
Sparkle little cute flat.
Yeah.
God. Daisy had on another just like frilly baby, like always like a
fan of
pastel.
This one.
Yeah. She always has pastels.
The
pastels
color looks
are red.
Good on her though. I like the blue ones. Yeah.
Too.
It's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to see something more unexpected because she's so, like, you know, cutesy and blonde, and you expect to see her in the pastels and, like, the springtime colors. I want to see her in, like, a jewel tone or something.
Yes. Like that girl, Jess, from, I think, Zach's season, but also Bachelor in Paradise. She was showing out on Bachelor in Paradise with her little outfits, her little slutty little outfits.
Was. And she that was
real cute.
She liked about Blake was that he would compliment her.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, her. Yeah.
Remember her?
Yes. Right. She kind of did. Always had like a little slip back with the oops or something.
A little something, you know. I don't know.
Different. I don't know. But Daisy looked fine.
Yeah.
Joey. I thought Joey looked great. I love this suit. This little brown textured suit. Black button down. That's very nice. So the first rose went to Daisy. Which I was like, what? I thought for sure it was going to go to Kelsey A. But
she had the drama because she misses him. So they had to put the suspense that Kelsey may go home because of it, which is ridiculous. No one thought that.
No one thought this. So obviously she got the next rose. So we got to say goodbye to our final POC, Rachel.
Oh, Rachel.
Love Rachel. We all knew this was coming. So
Yeah, it was her time, even though I did really like her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I am of the belief that Rachel, I feel like her nervousness and her anxiety and like that energy kind of really got the best of her and Joey's relationship at the end. Mm-hmm. Like they couldn't really have like easy breezy conversations because she was so like tense the whole time. What did you guys think of Rachel and, I don't know, her energy?
I love that they had like bestie vibes almost. Like they have that banter mm-hmm. back and forth that I really mm-hmm. enjoyed. And I see them more on I think he just honestly had stronger connections with the other two. I think if yeah. the other two weren't there, I think it would have been Rachel. I think they had like mm-hmm. that solid foundation, mm-hmm. but I feel like he couldn't get out of his head that the other two were stronger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love seeing the little moments with them where they would have like, they have such like a jokey mm-hmm. relationship. And mm-hmm. I thought it was really sweet. So I hope yeah. that they can be friends after this and like continue mm-hmm. that connection in a more like platonic way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. When they were cute and lighthearted, they were cute and lighthearted. But then mm-hmm. when it got heavy, it was like, she can't get out of it.
Yeah.
And then he's like sucked that. Into the anxiety vortex as well.
Yeah.
So anyways, Rachel comes out on stage, looks gorgeous. I feel like this is her color. She's worn this color a lot. The golden, mm-hmm. like golden yellow, mm-hmm. silky. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, I love that. Gorgeous.
I loved it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, she's like balling. She's like happy mm-hmm. tears, sad tears. But yeah, she kind of wishes, she says she wishes she could have gotten vulnerable sooner with him. Joey comes out, not a fan of this brown suit.
This suit.
No, not at all.
Oh my God, wasn't it giving you all North Korea?
North Korea?
What? Wasn't it giving you North Korea?
What is that?
It was giving me North Korean funeral. That's what it was giving me.
It was just giving ugly to me. I didn't like it. Yeah.
North they Korean wear brown funeral. Suits in North Korea.
They were brown suits.
I didn't even know
that. How do you know, like, what?
For funerals only? Or
should I Google North Korean funeral to see?
Funeral? I literally just
would that even come up? Like, why would they be like, oh, here's a picture of what people normally wear?
Usually it's
black suits.
Usually it's what, what's his face? Kim Jong-un wears. He loves a brown suit. He loves a dark brown suit. Yes, double-breasted.
I'm Googling North Korea funeral, but I don't know.
It's not
Google,
giving.
Even Google is like, girl, what are you looking for? Like,
what are you looking at? Yeah.
Literally, but it says like, we'll what colors do I wear to a funeral? Typically, we recommend that you wear black. Okay, thanks. That doesn't help.
So yeah, Joey comes out, him and Rachel immediately are so cute. Cute little banter back and forth already.
I love that.
And yeah, she just says a lot of nice things. She's really sure about herself as a woman. She feels like he really pushed her to see her worth. He really set the bar high. I feel like a lot of women said that. Like Joey mm-hmm. set the bar for what they feel like they deserve and how they should mm-hmm. be treated.
I think Michelle got the same from her guys. Remember?
Yes.
Everybody was like, Michelle just made me a better person.
Yeah.
Our mental all.
That's true. Yeah. And then, yeah, this is where Rachel got very emotional talking about all of the hateful messages she's been getting since getting a rose at hometowns, all the racist comments, people calling her the N-word, all of this and that, which is honestly just classic Bachelor Nation. So
yeah,
for the course,
I wonder how, because Drag Race has had this issue too, and they continue to have this issue. Okay. I wonder how this can actually be resolved. And I think if I'm actually very disappointed, this is my first time, I'm very disappointed in Maria for not saying something, because that's why these people are going after her. Because
because she
said something to
she
Maria,
got the rose,
right?
Oh, I thought it was because she got the rose over Maria.
She got
that. I thought that's what kind of sparked this. And Maria fans are like,
crazy.
Diehard. I don't know. Like, why they think that's,
I think to the Rachel whispered to her, like, what was that about?
After
she pulled
yes.
Rachel as Joey aside.
Yes.
And then she kind of had
that's
where it started. People are like, you're a bully, you're this, you're that. And I mean, she was just asking the question that we all were asking. Like, girl, what the fuck?
I think it's a normal question to ask too. Like,
very
you left with him in the middle of the rose ceremony. Why can't I ask you what happened?
Yeah. And I really would have liked Maria to say something, because I think if she said something, that people like that would listen. And nobody's really going to listen to you, Rachel. I hate to say it like that, but nobody's really going to listen to you. Who's sending you hateful comments and calling you jungle, whatever. Mm-hmm. They're not going to listen to you.
Yeah.
So no.
Also,
they would listen to Maria, though.
Now that you're reminding me of that scene, because we covered that scene, everyone was talking about the, what was it? Like, what did that happen? What was that that she says?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Don't you think if it was Maria that said, what was that to someone else, it would be like, ah, yes, queen, love
yes,
you.
Queen of honesty. Yeah. Yes.
But like, yes. When someone else was saying it, then they get all this hate. Like, that never added up. And at the end of the day, it's like such a simple, harmless question that is so silly to get that much attention. But I do think if someone else said it, it would have had a completely different response.
For sure.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. I think this moment also, I was a little bit annoyed too. Like, she called out the racism in her comments. Jessie was like, you know, there's been a lot of hate this season. Raise your hand if you've gotten hate. A lot of, you know, almost all the girls raise their hands. And then was like, yeah, we, you know, talking to the audience, we love your opinions, but you need to uplift these women. I would have loved, which we just, I don't have these expectations anymore from Bachelor Nation or the host or anybody. If Jessie would make a specific call out to the racism within Bachelor Nation.
Yes.
Because I get it. Yeah. All the ladies get hate. A lot of the girls are raising their hand. They get it. It's different when you're getting the N-word in your inbox. So I appreciate the moment to talk to the audience, but I think just I'm always looking for a specific call out, and we always kind of get because it was really Rachel who called it out herself.
Yeah, it would have been nice, like, if he backed that up for her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, anyways, Joey, we get Joey in the hot seat, which Joey really is like. He's one of the best bachelors. They had no drama. Usually the bachelor has to like speak to somebody or address something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially they all love him.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Yes.
They all loved him.
Even though I lived for it. When it was Clayton, I was living.
Oh, yeah. Every season.
When they all attacked him.
Yeah.
They all came for his neck.
The Bachelor has become the villain the past several seasons.
Yeah.
And it's like almost expected. And this is the first season we're like, wow, we really like him.
We really like him. Yeah. So Sydney spoke up, said Joey reached out to her when she was getting a lot of hate during the weeks that she was there. Autumn, I thought was fun, had the ultimate question. Do you have any single friends, Joey? That's all we really care about. Anybody else like you? Maria just thanked him for handling her with care because she knows she's a lot. And then he checked in with Kelsey T on her and her family and her dad and got a nice little update with her. Her dad reached out to her, apologized. He's now a president in her life, and she's connected with a lot of people online who also have estranged relationships with their families. So it was nice.
Wait, back to Autumn real quick. Did you notice when they were introducing them all and they're all like waving like, oh, and Autumn, did you notice she held up a sausage?
Oh my God.
Because I did notice
I think she thinks, I think she thinks we all remember the fact that she got hit in the face with a sausage, but until you held up the sausage, I didn't remember that. And now I'm like, just a girl waving around a sausage.
No. Sausage.
You can't be holding phallic stuff like that.
What are you doing?
Television. Oh no.
Yeah. I did not even see that.
Wait, the fact that you didn't even remember, that's funny.
No.
No.
Once you said Autumn that she asked that question, I remember her holding up the sausage, and she was like holding it like this too. I'm like, girl, stop.
Trying to have her moment, man. She's trying.
It's like Delulu thinking she like had a moment when like no one even knows who you are anymore.
No one even.
Yeah,
I'm like, who's that again? Like racking my brain, Autumn.
Yeah. And did you all think too that in all the hot seats, all the moments, all the call outs, everything, that this really is almost like a light confirmation that Bachelor in Paradise is going to be sitting on the shelf for a little second? Because we had no interruptions.
Like, yeah.
We had nothing. I was like, ooh.
There were no even like guys from charity season like in the audience.
Just the golden ladies. Which,
Who do you guys think is going to be Golden Bachelorette? I don't think Les is going to be it anymore. I haven't even told you
really?
That, Jackie.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Susan. Who could it be then?
Susan.
Susan got her podcast. She's done.
I know.
Yeah, I don't think.
Yeah, she got her podcast. I want her to succeed in other ways.
Yeah. I think Faith. We haven't heard a peep from Faith. Nobody's seen Faith.
Faith is a contender, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think Leslie has
it. Ooh, I'm nervous.
I really think so.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be nervous for Faith's guys.
I think if Faith was going to be it, they would have been putting her in front of us. I think it has to be one of the girl, one of the ladies that we're seeing. I think if they wanted someone, they know what to do. They're not going to have three golden ladies in talk with the final three ladies and have it not. I think it's one of those three for sure. Sandra, Leslie, or Susan. God,
could you imagine if it was Sandra?
I would die. I would love that.
The oldest one there. Yeah.
That would be, I would be into that. I would be into that more than Leslie at this point. I don't know why. I was team Leslie so hard. I think the way she spoke to Kelsey about being so guarded and like she just doesn't, at least in that scene, which I totally acknowledge that she could have been told to do that, which is very possible. And that got Kelsey to spiral. So mission accomplished. But I do think a bachelorette is supposed to at least pretend to be open to all possibilities. And she seemed very jaded by what happened with Gary still. And I just don't think that's typical for a bachelorette.
Yeah. But could make an interesting season.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, I think Leslie, I think she was so fresh off of Gary's season too. That's the energy she brought in with Kelsey.
Oh yeah, because wasn't that filmed? Like, did they said the girls
at the same time?
They didn't know who they were.
Okay, I gave her a pass then. Actually,
yeah. I realized that afterwards. I was like, okay, I got to give her a little bit of pass. She just got broken up with.
I didn't even take that into consideration. Okay, good call.
Yeah, but I agree. I think they've been they've been trying to keep Leslie very relevant, and it has to be for a reason. Mm-hmm. So if it's not her, then it has to be Susan, because she's the only other one that we see all the time.
Yeah,
but Susan got a podcast, so I don't think she's going to host a podcast and host a bachelorette. Yeah,
she can have a podcast group date where they all come on and they chat.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. So we, they do the usual bloopers. I don't really care about those. And so we did get a preview for the end of the season. We see the ladies are going to be meeting Joey's family. We see, looks like Daisy, Justine is going to get the Sweat Lodge spiritual
dates. Oh, boy.
And she tells him that she loves him. We have Kelsey A crying to Joey's mom, saying, I can't tell you how much he means to me.
Oof.
We have the sisters asking Joey, has she expressed that she wants to marry you?
Mm-hmm.
He looks very unsure.
Because neither have.
I think Kelsey probably has. I don't know if Daisy. Probably. Daisy's a little bit slower to come around.
What did you think about the fact that Jesse had Joey leave the stage so they can play the trailer? Because it's too heart-wrenching to relive. I'm not buying that for a second.
Not anything. Not anything. There's just not enough.
Yeah.
We don't get anybody's shoes walking away, and he seems fine.
He's not like going here like crying. Like, he's good.
Right.
Regardless of what else.
Yeah. I think it's some masterful editing. I can't fucking wait. but yeah, we see Daisy saying in her interview that something feels off about us. Kelsey bawling to Joey. She feels terrified. And then we see in the final moment, Kelsey's wearing a white dress.
Yes, she is.
Oh, yes. I did clock that.
Looking like a bride. Mm-hmm. And Daisy is wearing red again, which we've seen her in before. And then we see the final moment we've been seeing, which is Joey bawling. We see the car driving away. We see Joey crying in his interview, saying, I didn't expect it to go that way. And then we get a new clip of seeing Joey boarding an SUV solo. And the rose is still by the ocean. I don't know what that means.
No, fuck that. Yeah. I mean, like, that could be B-roll of the rose from earlier in the day. Yep. He's in the car alone because it was before, and he was going to, like, a interview. Yep. Fuck that. I feel like they think we are dumb, and it's really frustrating.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
Never do you guys think is going to be
Peter's season when there was the whole thing where, like, the whole season they're using this one clip of, I think, Chris Harrison saying, like, what did he even say?
That before you do what you're about to do, there's something you
should
know.
You have to know. And all it was Hannah Ann was running late. Like, that's all it was. And
she
they
still
used
came.
That whole season.
Oh my God. Yeah, those editors work hard.
They really can't wait
to see what it actually is.
I'm curious.
Because they edited the shit out of this.
Since you guys are unspoiled, who do you think has it? with Joey.
I feel like it has to be Kelsey. It
has to be Kelsey.
I think so. I took a sip of your drink.
I'm not making any facial reactions. I'm just like deadpan.
I feel like it has to be Kelsey A. I feel like he almost had like love at first sight with her. She's been in his top two the entire time. And I can't imagine at the last minute Daisy's going to come out and beat out the girl he's been in love with since the minute he saw her. Like, I just don't. I don't see how it's not her. That's why I can't wait for the ending. So I'm like, I need to see how this pans out because she's obviously the winner, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
No comment.
I'm like, no comment.
I don't think it's fair to comment either way. No, my poker face would fix regardless. I'm trying to like,
I know.
You know.
Keep it together. Yeah. Yes. Well, anyways, Steph, Jackie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. This was so fun.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Please tell our listeners where they can find you guys, what you guys have coming up soon.
You can listen to She's All Batch every single week, wherever you get your podcast. Search She's All Batch on any podcast platform. I'm sure we'll pop up there. We do recaps of the show. We do in-depth interviews with contestants. We've had contestants spill like the craziest tea ever. And it's a really good time over there. We also have a segment called Bachelor Encounters. Do you want to tell them what that is, Jackie?
Sure. Yeah, we kind of describe it as like the Des Moines of Bachelor Nation. People submit stories to us about meeting Bachelor Nation in the wild, and we read about it. We make comments. It's fun. It's a good time.
Yeah, it's a fun time. And we also have a new segment called Sound Off every Friday, where we, our listeners, actually choose the pop culture topics that we talk about. So like literally anything from like Vanderpump Rules to the new Kate Middleton saga that's going on to anything like kind of newsy in the pop culture space. People submit story ideas and then we cover it based on people's submissions. So that's been really fun too. So yeah, go check us out.
Yes, follow them everywhere, listen to them, find them on TikTok, Instagram, all that good stuff. We'll tag everything in the notes. Rate, review, subscribe, everybody, and we'll see you guys next week for the finale.
Yes.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.